It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Welcome back to the Graybar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauley on KMOX.
Back out on KMOX, it is a Graybar Sports Open Line. Welcome back in. As always, if you want to chime in on the program, you can do so calling, texting, tweeting, 314-436-7900, 314-436-7900. That's how you call, that's how you text, or you tweet at me, at Matt Pauley on air. So I wasn't planning on talking about this today, but really just when we were talking with Bernie Miklas earlier, and he brought this idea up, it's something that's just running through my head. So over the last few years, there have been times where I've been covering baseball teams that maybe limp into the playoffs or surge into the playoffs. And there's always been this feeling from fans that teams take whatever they're doing at the end of the regular season and bring that with them into the playoffs. So if you have a great final month of the year, you are going to take that in the playoffs. And if you have a bad final month or final weeks of the year, you're going to take that into the playoffs as well. So the interesting thing on that is historically, that's not true. And there were two pieces of like almost like academic type articles that really dove into the teams and how they basically looked at teams that exceeded a certain winning percentage in the final month and teams that exceeded a losing percentage basically in the final month, and whether or not that impacted what was going to go on. And over basically a 30-year period, so it was a large sample size, over a 30-year period, there was zero correlation between how you finished the regular season and what happened going into the playoffs. So there was basically a 50-50 shot. If you surged into the playoffs, there was a 50-50 chance that it would continue and a 50-50 chance that it just wouldn't. If you slumped into the playoffs, there was a 50-50 shot that it would continue, 50-50 shot that you would just kind of be able to turn things back on. So that was data. And I look at data and I appreciate it. And because honestly, it always feels like if you are really hot going into the playoffs, or you notice teams that are really hot going into the playoffs, it always feels like that's going to continue on. And I think people take note of it when it happens, but don't really take note of it when it doesn't. And that's what has led to, you know, because I can't tell you how many arguments I've been in over the last 10 years with people in this market and others, where there's this overwhelming belief that if you're not hot going into the playoffs, it's just not going to work out for you. And I've always been able to counter that with data, which is the number one way to counter something, right? Like you have information, you have facts, you have statistics, you have all those things. Those numbers don't lie generally. Occasionally they do if you convolute them in a certain way. But generally speaking, the numbers tell the truth. So I say all that to say this. Man, it really feels like over the last couple years, and again, that's a small sample size compared to a 30-year piece of information, but it really feels like over the last couple years, teams that are hot going into the playoffs are finding a way to continue that into the playoffs. Last year, we saw the Diamondbacks go on the run that they were on. And this year, we are seeing the Mets do what they're doing. We are seeing what the Tigers have been able to do. We've seen what the Padres have been able to do. And what Bernie said earlier, that I had to be perfectly blunt about it, this is because this shows how smart Bernie is, he brought this up and I hadn't really thought about it. This new playoff format doesn't go back 30 years. This new playoff format is new. And this exact one is just a few years old with the three games in the first round. And I do wonder, do we scrap all the data from that I've been looking at for all these years about whether or not being hot into the playoffs is actually a really good thing, or whether it actually has value to it? Because in the very small amount of time where this playoff format has been in place, we have seen teams that are hot coming out of the regular season continue to be hot going into the playoffs. I've got things that sometimes I kind of glom onto for whatever reason. And that's always been one of them, where there's this overwhelming belief that something's true, that the information actually tells you that it's not true. Well, maybe on this one, maybe baseball has changed in a way that it is true. And look, that brings the next question. And this is where we bring it back to the Cardinals. Because randomness in the playoffs is a good thing in terms of entertainment. If you don't know who's going to win, that's good. Now, I also think dynasties and super teams and things like that can be good as well. If you've got a team with a bunch of superstars on it, people are going to be watching. The better the TV ratings, the more money coming in, that money gets distributed. Like, everybody associated with the sport is better for it when there's more eyes on the game. That is for sure. But when you build a team, let's say you go all in. Let's say you're the Dodgers. And the Dodgers aren't a perfect example of this because they've dealt with injuries. But let's say you're the Dodgers and you lose the series to the Padres. Dodgers season might be over tonight. If the Padres win tonight and they've got Dylan Cease on the mound, if the Padres win tonight, the Dodgers season is over. And the Padres are on a run right now. I feel like in all likelihood, the Padres will win. They're favored tonight as well, the Padres. So the Padres are expected to win tonight. If you're the Dodgers, you have done everything. You have done everything that you're supposed to do. You have spent money on player development. You have spent gobs and gobs and gobs of money on the major league roster. You have done things in a very intelligent manner. You know, it's not like the Mets last year where they had that huge payroll, but it was a dumb payroll. They were overpaying guys. The team was not constructed well. All those things. Like, this is the Dodgers are the perfect major league baseball organization. They've got the ability to spend money and they go spend it everywhere. They do not have a blemish inside of that organization. But if they lose tonight, all of a sudden that's another playoff exit for them. And in some ways it feels like a team like the Dodgers that does everything right should be rewarded by winning World Series. And yes, I know you have to accomplish that. It's not something that's handed to you. But the current playoff format makes it more possible for there's more randomness in the playoff format the way it is right now. So a team like the Dodgers can lose. It's great entertainment. But if you're the Dodgers, that stinks because you've put so much into what you're doing and you're not seeing the World Series victories outside. And their only World Series victory still in recent years is the COVID year. And we all like to dismiss everything that happened, whether it's the NBA bubble, whether it's anything, the what happened with baseball. We all like to dismiss those things as not being legit. And I understand partly why. All right, we'll continue to talk about the baseball playoffs with Mike Farron. He joins us in just a moment or so. One of our favorite people to talk baseball with. He's with us in just a moment. This is the Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
It's a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX. Talking a lot of baseball tonight. These playoffs have been so incredible. The Mets are trying to close out the Phillies. They're in the ninth inning now. We'll keep you updated on that. But right now, happy to welcome on one of our absolute favorite people in the world and one of our favorite people to be able to talk baseball with. You hear him on MLB Network Radio. You see him all over the place. He is Mike Farron on Twitter at Mike_Farron. Mike, appreciate the time as always. How are you?
Matt, it's great to hear your voice. How are you?
Mike, you there?
Hello, Matt. You got me?
We are having issues with Mike. We'll try to get that figured out here in just a second or so and come back. You can hear him. I cannot hear Mike. Mike, are you there?
Yep.
Oh, I'm there you are. I got you now.
Okay, good.
I think my headphone jack wasn't plugged all the way in. That was it.
Been there. I've been there.
It's the little things in life that can beat you sometimes.
Yep, I hear you.
This playoff, this has been incredible. And we saw today the TV ratings are up 40% every series in this round, 1-1 going into game three. So many incredible moments, incredible performances. How much have you just enjoyed what we have seen here over the last week or so?
Yeah, I mean, it's been great. I mean, right down to, you know, like the Mets, as you said, are trying to close it out, and it's tight right now. I mean, the Phillies have a couple on in the ninth inning, and, you know, I think the ratings certainly have been helped by the fact that Ohtani is in the playoffs for the first time. Both New York teams are in the playoffs. I think that certainly helps to drive that. But I also think that we have just seen a general increase in interest in baseball over the last 2 years for a couple of different reasons. I think one is because as our viewing habits change on video, it's the thing that people are watching live on television is sports, and that's kind of the best live programming. And I think from baseball standpoint, the changes they made to improve the pace of the game have had a huge impact on getting people more involved because it's no longer a 4-hour commitment every night. And so, yeah, this is pretty exciting. It's been really fun. Most of the games have been great. There have been some really cool underdog stories so far. A lot of it just really, really neat at this point.
And some of these teams that took crazy momentum into the postseason, like the Mets, like the Tigers, and the Padres really since the All-Star break, but these teams have just continued to roll here in the playoffs.
Yeah, and you don't always see that, right? I mean, everybody talks about you want to be hot going into the postseason, and historically that doesn't necessarily matter. And I think, you know, Kansas City's a good example of that right now, right? The Royals weren't exactly playing great down the stretch. So I think it's been fun to see those teams. You know, Detroit had, like, basically 500-1 odds of making the postseason on August 10th, right? Like, it's incredible to think that, like, Fangraphs had about 0.2%. And, you know, I think anybody who watched that team at the end of July and the beginning of August would have agreed with those odds. To see them one win away from an ALCS is pretty remarkable. The Padres team is really complete. That was a team that got better as the year went on. They've been very impressive. And so have the Mets. And the Mets are fun. They've got, you know, a whole bunch of different memes and, you know, Grimace from McDonald's. And I'm like, you know, Jose Iglesias is a pop star now, like legitimately with a big hit with OMG. And, you know, they have all these things that are just kind of endearing. They're kind of like the TikTok culture team. I was joking this morning that they're kind of the perfect team for Zoomers. So you've got these teams that have some big personalities, and then you have ones that are playing really well and some hungry fan bases as well. And you've got these, you know, behemoths of the game, like the Yankees and the Dodgers as well, who are a huge part of this postseason.
I've always thought, like, those gimmicky type things, they're in 160. It's a grind to go through a full season. And whether you've got a Pete Alonso pumpkin or whether you have a championship belt or whether you've got some sort of sword that people are running around with in the dug, whatever. Like,
Rally swirl. Yeah. Think about the rally swirl. Exactly. The Cardinals, right?
That stuff helps you get through a season and then into the playoffs.
Yeah, I totally think it's, you know, I think that's one of the things that baseball has embraced more of at the major league level. Is that kind of fun, right? Like, you're right. It is a long season. It's really hard to win Major League Baseball games. And so, you know, being able to enjoy those moments and to celebrate them and to show a little personality, I mean, I think that's what we want, right? Is we want baseball players to show their personality because we're with them every day for 6 months. You know, I mean, that's one of baseball's great strengths is, it's not just its volume of game, but it's that it's there either in the foreground or background, you know, every day, basically from the last week in March until the first week in November. And so, which is really 7 months here when you count the postseason. So being able to learn a little bit more, to see those guys enjoying themselves, to see them having fun, I think helps to humanize it a little bit more and take some of the, you know, I think we as baseball fans are conditioned to think that every day is the worst. There was a great, I'm sure you saw it earlier this year, a TikTok video that somebody did that was like talking about, hey, the Patriots lost this week. Oh, well, you know, we've got, it's a 16-game season or 17-game season, and we'll go get them next week. And baseball, you lose one game and you're losing your mind.
Yeah.
big as a fan. And so anything that helps us push away from that, I think is really good.
As someone who hosts a post-game show, I'm very familiar with that that fan sentiment for sure. By the way, Mets just won over the Phillies 4-1, so they advanced to the NLCS. I think the National League, not just this year, but moving forward, should be scared of the Mets. They have a baseball adult in the room with David Stearns. We saw what he could do in Milwaukee, and now he's going to have the financial resources of a Steve Cohen. I look at the Mets, and I say they can turn that organization basically into what the Dodgers have done.
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm really curious to see what happens. I mean, that's their goal, right, is that they want to be like the Dodgers. And they have a superstar player already under contract in Juan Soto. And so Francisco Lindor. Sorry, I just turned on the Yankees game and Soto nearly got hit. So, but they have a superstar in Francisco Lindor right in the middle there, right, that they can build around. And their goal is going to be to try and build up the farm system in a way that they can continue to replenish themselves. Now, Dodgers fans would tell you that they're really frustrated with the Dodgers overall because outside of 2020, they haven't cashed in on postseason glory. And, you know, tonight their season is on the line. And for as much as they've invested in their roster, they're going to run a bullpen game out against San Diego. But at the same point, I would, you know, and you've experienced this, right, in St. Louis and being a Cardinal fan, like the last 2 years have stunk. Right. Like it's, and I'm not talking about just like in terms of the record, but like, wouldn't you much rather have your team have failures in the postseason than not be there at all?
Absolutely. I would be remiss before I let you go just to get your thoughts on what we've seen so far in the offseason from the Cardinals with the announcement that Chaim Bloom's going to oversee player development for the next year and then move into the president of baseball operations role after one more year of John Mozeliak. They also say that payroll's coming down. I have a feeling payroll is going to come down in most markets connected to Bally Sports, but we'll wait on that. But it's going to be a really interesting next 24 months for the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's going to be the case in every market. I mean, in fact, Milwaukee said yesterday it's not going to be the case. I think the Angels, who are another team that's on the potential chopping block, have said it's not going to be the case. So it's not everywhere that it's going to be significant. And I think there are some cities that are going to take bigger hits than others, but we have seen, you know, from that TV1, the access potentially, if you're not part of Bally's, being able to get your product into the hands of people who aren't cable and television subscribers by ending the blackouts. And granted, it's for a fee, but you know, that's gonna be a big positive, right, in terms of the number of people who can see the game. The reach is going to expand, and I think long term it's going to make things healthier. You know, I'm really curious to see what the Cardinals do. I know that they've talked about paring back payroll, but the fact that they're investing in player development and technology and those things, and they have been a little bit behind on that, and I think that's a big positive. I do wish that they would get back a little bit more to some of what made them successful for decades and decades. And that wasn't just, you know, the stuff that Jeff Luna set forth when he was in charge of the farm department and what, you know, Gary LaRocque inherited from him, but kind of those basic fundamentals. And I think you've seen, whether it's been via internal promotions, like guys like Pop Warner or Stubby Clapp, you know, going to the big league level and coaching, even Ollie Marmol, you know, who came through the player development system, who are now working with the big league staff, where you've seen guys like Mike Schilt, who've left the organization but has to leave the organization. You know, there are some important things, I think, there that need to be looked at as well that helped to make the Cardinals successful for so long. Because what's happened is that they've lost that ability to, you know, one of the things that people around baseball always marveled at was, how are the Cardinals getting this guy who grades out of scouts, is kind of like an up-and-down guy, to all of a sudden be a really solid regular for a couple of years that helps them win a ton of ball games? And that was kind of the Cardinals' devil magic, right? And they can reclaim that, I think, if they go back to their roots a little bit while also expanding the reach of what they can do to help improve players through the more modern means.
I think Cardinals fans are excited for Chaim Bloom, and I look more at what he did in Tampa than what happened in Boston. He had a meddling owner in Boston. If you look at that reputation from Tampa, he deserves another opportunity to run a team.
I think he did actually a pretty good job in Boston. I mean, I think the issue was that, you know, congratulations on your new job. You get to run the Boston Red Sox. By the way, you have to trade Mookie Betts, right? Like, that's what happened to him. And that wasn't his doing. That was from, to your point, ownership doing that. But the Red Sox are in the position they are now, and they have a very, very good farm system, and the upper reaches of their farm system are excellent. they are there because of the work that Chaim Bloom and the group underneath him did in Boston. So you're right. I think he absolutely deserves another opportunity. I do not think he was treated fairly in that. I think he ended up being the fall guy to some degree for some ownership decisions. But I think he's an extremely sharp guy. I don't know how much you've dealt with Chaim, but he's a really kind man, yeah, too. I like him a lot. And I think he's going to – I think he's really smart. And I think – you know, he will be better for the experience in Boston, and I think he'll take a hybrid of what he learned in St. Pete and what he learned there and bring it to the Cardinals.
He is Mike Farron. You hear him every day on MLB Network Radio. See him doing baseball play-by-play all over the place, including on ESPN. Mike, always appreciate you taking some time with us. I'm sure we'll run into you at the winter meetings. Can't wait to see you.
Yep, can't wait, man. Great to hear your voice. Take care.
All right, very good. Great to hear yours as well. That's Mike Farron joining us here on the program. And he does, man, he's great when it comes to baseball, and he's great when it comes to just being a human being, and always enjoy being able to talk with him. And I guarantee you he will make his annual appearance on the Countdown to Opening Day show from the baseball winter meetings, which are being held in Dallas this year. And that's when we'll start that show. Once again, Mike Claiborne and myself will be coming your way every week with the Countdown to Opening Day show. And we always kick that off at the baseball winter meetings, which I think is the first week in December. And hopefully, I don't know if it's going to impact the Cardinals, but hopefully it is a more busy baseball winter meetings this year than last year, where absolutely nothing happened. All right, so let's break down everything that's gone on today so far in the baseball playoffs. Tigers beat the Guardians 3-0. Detroit leads that series 2-1, and they are one win away from advancing to the ALCS. Mets just beat the Phillies 4-1. Mets have advanced to the NLCS. Bottom of the fifth inning right now, the Yankees have a 2-0 lead down the road in Kansas City over the Royals. Bottom of the fifth inning, and if the Yankees, whoever wins that game, is going to take a 2-1 series lead. And then tonight, Todd, Dodgers and Padres. Padres lead that series 2-1, so if the Padres win, they advance to take on the Mets in the NLCS. If they lose, it forces a game 5 back in L.A. Up next, we're going to hear a little from Drew Bannister, the Blues head coach. He spoke with the media earlier today about everything going on with his club. That's next. It's Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX. Back at on a Graybar Sports Open Line here on KMOX as we're taking you till 8 o'clock this evening. Tomorrow, we'll do just a half-hour show leading into Thursday night football, the Thursday night matchup this week from the NFL, the 49ers and the Seahawks from Seattle. 7:15 kickoff tomorrow. That is our Siteman Cancer Center game time. And then our coverage is going to begin at 6:30. So that's why we have the half-hour Sports Open Line, 6 o'clock to 6:30 tomorrow. Want to have a little bit of fun with audio right now. Let's listen in as we hear from Blues coach Drew Bannister. He spoke with the media earlier today. Blues on a road trip to start the season. They are playing their first three games out west, playing three games in 4 days after getting the win against Seattle yesterday 3-2. They'll match up against San Jose tomorrow, and then they'll play in Vegas on Friday before getting home, spending the weekend in St. Louis, and playing their first home game of the year next Tuesday when they match up against Minnesota. So the team did practice earlier today, but two players did not practice in Kasperi Kapanen and also Alexander Texier. And Drew Bannister gave an explanation for why those guys were held off the ice.
Maintenance day for both of them. We'll see how they feel in the morning. I don't think it's going to be an issue where they miss the games, but we thought we kept them off the ice here today, this morning, just for the skate to give them the extra day.
Okay, so something happened yesterday?
It was both in both games, but they continue to play. Yeah.
Okay, you're not too concerned about that?
I'm not concerned. I mean, again, the temperature from the training room is that I shouldn't be concerned, so we'll just see how we are tomorrow morning.
In yesterday's win, the lines were shuffled at times. So Pavel Buchnevich, he's generally the second line center. However, there were times where he would be used, and he was placed with Robert Thomas and Jordan Kyrou. And I thought it was interesting. Bannister gave his reasoning for doing that, why he took the opportunity, time here and time there, to get those three guys together, and what prompted him to do that in any given moment.
Offensive zone starts, and I think it's a situation you know, and it didn't happen much yesterday, where if we're coming off a kill, that I can get them out on the ice if they've been sitting there for too long. So it's, you know, something that we've discussed as a staff. And then again, if, you know, I feel like we're a little bit stale, maybe give them an opportunity to play together. But, you know, and those were opportunities. I think I found maybe three or four opportunities within, you know, the 60 minutes that I was able to get them out together.
So would you look after, like, after icings and after penalty drills?
Yeah, it depends. Just the feel of the game. Like, if I feel things are going well, I probably wouldn't do that. You know, but yes, to answer your question, most likely after a penalty kill, if I haven't used them at all. But, you know, with Schenner going in the box yesterday, I had to go and use them early in that PK.
We talked about it yesterday, and we'll continue to talk about it, but it was a really good win yesterday, being down 2-0 and then scoring the three goals in the minute and 55 seconds. And then maybe more importantly, the fact that they were able to keep Seattle off the board in that entire third period, and they were able to hold on to that 3-2 lead that entire time. And Bannister said that coming back to win a game like that absolutely shows resiliency.
You know, yesterday we came into a rink that, you know, a team was going to have a lot of energy. The fans had a lot of energy. And, you know, even though we weren't happy with our first period, like, we managed to kind of, you know, sustain getting out of it 0-0. You know, what was more concerning was when we came out a little bit flat in the second. But, you know, I think I said this before, like, the bench was different. You know, it was just the guys were just stick with it. We'll get ourselves going here, and eventually we get one goal and we kind of build off that. I thought we had before that goal was scored, I thought we had a couple real good shifts where we had some good opportunities down low in the offensive zone, scored the goal, and I thought we followed that up quickly with another good shift. And then obviously not too quickly after we scored again, and then we scored again off of a face-off play where guys were on their toes. And then, you know, I thought we carried it into the third period defensively. I thought we were really good. I think we gave up one chance in the slot over the last 20 minutes. So, you know, when you go into those kind of situations, especially starting the season, you got to find yourself on the right side of the puck and play a smart defensive game.
And part of that is what the defense did. And if we're being blunt about it, defensively, for the first 30 minutes of that game, they were not good. They were giving up way too many shots. And then that flurry of goals. And after that, defensively, they really locked down to be in that tough building in Seattle and have a one goal lead going into the third period and not give anything up. That was really, really impressive. And Bannister talked about what happened defensively as that game moved from the first 30 minutes to the last 30 minutes and how he saw the defense get better.
I thought we were really hesitant, like we weren't on our toes. And I just thought as the game went on, as we started to feel more comfortable and kind of build our game, we started to be more aggressive, and it was just more instinct wise. You know, so it was like, whether it's, you know, us able to get to a forecheck, which hems that in, and then it's like easy breakout. So we weren't really having to spend much time in our D zone, and a lot of it's, you know, puck management, being on the right side of the puck, getting to a forecheck to wear the other team down.
You know, we've talked a lot about Jordan Kyrou. Obviously, he scored two goals. Last year, it took him 12 games to get to two goals. It takes him one game to get to two goals this year, and he clearly is one of the keys to success for the Blues this year. He has to score a lot of goals if the Blues want to be as good as they can potentially be. The other guy who scored yesterday, though, is Philip Broberg. His goal was sandwiched between the two Kyrou goals. Again, those three all scoring in about a minute 55, and there wasn't a lot of talk after the game yesterday about Broberg and his goal, but Bannister did have some things to say about Broberg's game.
Yeah, I thought he had a couple. You know, there was a play right before that where I think it was 2-0. Same play kind of happened, developed. He had a look at the net, but he decided to go to Holly in the slot, which was a good play, the right play. Just missed on it. And then, again, you know, then he gets that opportunity, puts it to the net. I think Jakey, real good flash screen by Jakey. But if you watch Robbie, his work from the corner to the back post, if there's any rebounds there, he's going to clean it up. But I thought Broby is, as a whole, physical, skated well. You know, again, kind of built his game as the game went on, but I thought overall was just, you know, his stick killing plays and getting up in the rush too, which was something I thought early on our D weren't activating, you know, and I thought as the game went on, we did a better job of that as a core.
That was Drew Bannister speaking to the media earlier today, as again, they're going to get back at it. The Blues are tomorrow when they are set to match up against San Jose, and that's going to be the first of a back-to-back on the road as they'll play in Vegas coming up on Friday night. One more break, and then we'll come back and wrap things up. This is a Graybar Sports Open Line on KMOX.
Welcome back to the Gray Bar Sports Open Line. Once again, Matt Pauly on KMOX.
Back at on a Gray Bar Sports Open Line right here on KMOX. My name is Matt Pauly. Just a few minutes left in the program. We're going to get out of here for the night and then back with you tomorrow again just for a 30-minute program, 6 to 6:30, leading into our coverage, really Westwood One Sports' coverage, but our coverage as well of Thursday night football tomorrow night as the Seahawks and the 49ers are going to match up against each other. And we're certainly hoping for a good game coming up tomorrow night. Yeah, it's funny. I was thinking about this a little bit because the playoffs this year, the Major League Baseball playoffs, have been so good. So good. All these series have been compelling. There's been so many amazing moments as these series have moved along. And the TV ratings are way, way up. Going into action today, I believe the ratings for Turner and the ratings, I don't know if it was ESPN or Fox, but ratings are up like 40%, which is year over year. From last year to this year, ratings up 40% so far for the baseball playoffs. That is a huge increase, almost an unheard of increase. And yeah, look, it helps to have some big markets involved for sure, to have both New York teams in there, to have Philadelphia in there. But there's some small, Cleveland's in there, Kansas City's in there. So it's not all big markets. That's not the only reason that TV ratings are up. I would argue the bigger thing has been the storylines. Like that's what sports is, I think, is it's stories. When you're watching sports, you're watching stories play out in terms of just these amazing things that happen in games. And I love being able to tell the story of sports. That's why people watch professional wrestling. Like I'm not a pro wrestling guy, but the athleticism in what they do is amazing, but it's the stories that bring people back. And sports, it's not an apples to apples comparison, but in many ways, it's the stories. And that's what we've seen play out so far here in the playoffs this year. Just amazing, compelling storylines. And, you know, last year, one of our main discussion points this time of the year, if we go back exactly 12 months as the playoffs were underway, I can't tell you how many Cardinals fans I heard from who said, I can't watch the playoffs this year. Cardinals just had a terrible season, and I just can't bring myself to watch the playoffs. And if I remember correctly, the TV ratings for St. Louis in the baseball playoffs last year, I feel like Dan Caesar wrote about this at some point, or maybe I'm just making something up. I could go through his archive and try to find it. But I thought that I read, I could be incorrect on this, so don't quote me here. I thought that I read that the TV ratings for the baseball playoffs in St. Louis last year were not especially good. And generally speaking, St. Louis being St. Louis in the baseball market that we are, generally the TV ratings for the playoffs are really, really good. Now, obviously, the Cardinals are generally involved, so that plays into it. But I have found it interesting comparing last year to this year. So last year, the Cardinals just had a terrible season. And around this time of year, I kept hearing from people saying, I just can't bring myself to watch these playoffs. I'm not watching. And I haven't heard that from anybody this year. I haven't seen it from it. And I'm sure there are some people. I know it. I mean, there are people who, if the Cardinals are not participating in the playoffs, they're not going to pay attention. And I think baseball, of all sports, baseball is the sport that most lends itself to fans who really only care about their team. And I don't say that to, I hope when I say that, I'm not coming off judgmental. Like, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. If you don't care about what else is going on in baseball and you just care about the Cardinals and that's who you're going to watch. And if the Cardinals are not playing, you're probably not watching. There's nothing wrong with that. So that's not where I'm going with this line of thought here to wrap up the program. But I know there are people out there, like, all the time when we have these discussions about the, you know, what the Cardinals need to do to get better. And I bring up stuff that lots of other teams in baseball are doing, and I get pushback from people. To me, that's always an indication of there's a lot of people out there that just aren't totally familiar with what's going on in the rest of baseball. Again, totally fine. That's watch what you want to watch, enjoy what you want to enjoy. It's not my job to sit here and tell you how to be a fan. So where I am trying to get to before we get out of here for the night, these playoffs have been awesome. And if you are somebody who, generally speaking, would watch the playoffs, but you still have a bad taste in your mouth coming off the Cardinals season, and I think this year is different than last year. Last year was just terrible. This year, the Cardinals weren't bad, but they weren't compelling, and they don't get into the playoffs. They were kind of a boring team in some ways. There were some exciting players, like watching Mason Wynn do his thing was a whole lot of fun. So it wasn't a complete boring from top to bottom, but they just were not an overly compelling team this past year. Not a bad team, but not a really good team, an above 500 team, but not good enough to be in the playoffs. Like, we know who they were. So it's a different feeling this year than last year, I think, for most, because last year was just terrible, completely unexpected. This year, just not very good, and people are just kind of disgusted by the fact that they were just blah. So if you are somebody that hasn't really watched the baseball playoffs this year because you got a bad taste in your mouth because of the Cardinals and you're not ready to watch baseball again, if that's where you want to stay, that's fine. But I would encourage you, if you're somebody who isn't always just only Cardinals, if sometimes you do pay attention to some other stuff going on, pay attention this year to what's going on, because these baseball playoffs have been incredible. They have been it's been so much fun to watch what has taken place. So many big moments. There have just been times where I've been watching and I've just come out of my chair with, and I don't really have a rooting interest in the vast majority of these games. I don't. Maybe I have a preference, a small, slight preference, one direction or another. But generally speaking, I don't have a big preference on who's winning these games. I'm just enjoying the quality of play that's being played. All right, so that's going to do it for this edition of a Graybar Sports Open Line. Hope you have a wonderful rest of your evening. We'll talk to you for a half hour tomorrow, 6 to 6:30, right here on KMOX.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.